A partner with Polar Pork says the ability to move pigs and pork duty-free across North American borders as the result of free trade has benefited pork producers and consumers in all three countries. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
On July 1st, the United States declined to extend the Canada-United States-Mexico agreement, triggering annual reviews and opening the option for any of the participants to end the deal with 6 months' notice. Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork, says there's a lot of value-added pork products that trade back and forth, and in some cases, parts of the hog that are slaughtered in Canada and processed in the United States are sold into Canada and vice versa.
It has allowed products, whether live hogs or meat, to trade freely across the border. So, for example, Mexico imports a lot of hams. Without the Mexican market, our ham price would probably be 30% lower than what it is now, just because Mexico uses a lot of hams in their Mexican food, and they just simply don't produce enough. Well, that's a product that in Canada and the United States is not highly valued. And so that's just an example of how free trade is added to the bottom line of American and Canadian producers having this Mexican market. At the same time, Mexico does not produce enough hogs to meet that demand. So their consumers in Mexico get, you know, a real value, lowered price product that they really desire. So our producers benefit and their consumers benefit. It's kind of a good deal for all three countries.
Posberg notes U.S. pork producers have been very supportive of a free trade deal and are lobbying senators, congressmen, and their trade negotiators, making the case that they want to continue doing business with Canada and Mexico. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.